already?
No.
No.
No. No.
Nah.
Salaya, get back where you belong, you little bitch.
Aaron, I know where you're at.
I know.
Quit trying to run. Yeah, you were back one. You were not next to Trybok. You were here. Oh. I will give you that. Give you that extra 5 feet. No, Artemis. No, Artemis.
Artemis has gone into the void.
Artemis is actually an elemental and is phase shifting into the rock.
I will take your controls away from Artemis.
He has to be right back.
He'll kill you.
Do you want to ever go to a cookout again?
Yeah, Fizz. Yeah, that's right. Everybody figure out how far away you are from the danger.
Oh, it's 120.
Danger! Danger!
Alright.
We're gonna die!
You can't go through the darkness. That's a solid rock wall.
If I'm teleporting?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. If you're teleporting.
You can dimension door.
Wait. You just said you had a plan. Is this your plan?
His plan is to fucking run.
The plan, I guess their plan is to leave Celaya and Yarkris to their fate. Don't worry, I think one of them's going to take you, and I think Charlie might try to take Trayvok. All right. Ooh. Are we ready to play, you guys?
Grab Yarkris.
No.
No, we're going to fucking die.
You're going to be fine. It's just
bullshit.
Thalia. It's just, you know, the end campaign boss. It's not like she's
bullshit.
Super all-powerful and everything. All right.
Custom character bullshit.
Joey's about to ream us.
We probably, even if we were level 20, couldn't beat this bitch.
Oh, that's not true.
No, we're level 20.
All right. So, well, hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Inspirational Crits. It's gonna
be. A lot of us are having an existential crisis right now.
It's
the worst of both worlds, part two.
It's gonna be a doozy. So buckle up, because the last time that we played, the group had a lovely tea party with Mircea, where some of the party members were less than impressed with his psychic capabilities. And then that night, Trayvok and Yarkris were visited in their dreams by Thalia. Trayvok denied her and forced himself awake, while Yarkris was tormented by a nightmare of the Windgrace, Kyrora and Aoric's ship, sinking. In the morning, Yarkris had Victor send a message to Aoric to check in on him, but Aoric's reply was that they were currently fighting a storm. They teleported to the escape tunnel that led to Evereska, which is where they ran into Thalia, who had 3 mechanical spiders with her. She offered them one more chance to join her or hand over the vestiges, which they declined, obviously. And she turned to leave, leaving them to fight the spiders before Celaya and Yarkris challenged her. To which she responded by turning around and going, "Then let's play. And I need everybody to roll initiative."
Oh! Yay!
Good old 12. Nothing beats 12.
That'll be a 24.
Not great, but... Oh, look, I need her spell sheet. Where's her spell sheet?
Charlie, do you have higher than a plus one dex?
We do.
Okay.
Plus 3. Charlie.
All right, hold on. Let me pull up this. Good news, guys. She didn't roll too high. What did Victor get?
19.
Octa?
12.
And Charlie? Who has the higher dex between Victor and Charlie?
Charlie, we already decided.
Okay. And then what did Artemis get?
17.
Oh, 17. Okay. Whew, I was going to be worried for a little. Trayvok, what is your... All right, I'll just put him after you. And then Trayvok... Trayvok, you have a 14. Okay. This is our turn order. Celaya, you are up.
Again, reminder that before the battle started, I actually already hasted Yarkris.
Yes, I remember that.
You know what? Let's just start off with the classic and go Fireball.
All right. Let's roll for the spiders. Well, that's an 18, a 16, and an unnat 20 for the spiders.
The other two succeed.
16 was the first one, so we will. He lost. And then Thalia. Ooh, that's a nat 20 on Thalia's, so that's going to be 23 for Thalia. So
it's going to be 31 or 50.
Okay.
I'm going to meep the fuck out and run back here.
Okay. Oh, why are you running away, princess?
My bark is a lot bigger than my bite. You terrify me.
Well, then you should learn to keep your mouth shut.
I can't help it. My mom said it's my worst trait.
All right. Charlie, you're next. Actually, at the end of your turn, Saleya, as you're running away, she's going to throw out a ray of frost at you.
Okay.
So I need you, make a ranged spell attack. Okay, that's going to be a 24. Oh. 24 to hit you.
I forgot to say, I'm also going to expend resistance.
Okay.
What did you say it was?
24 to hit.
Building that and no.
All right. Okay. Charlie, you're up.
Artemis, trust me. And Charlie's going to back up, and I'm going to grab Artemis, and I'm going to shove him in my bag of holding.
Okay.
You will allow it to happen?
I will take him off the thing. We'll put him right here. We'll put him right here. You can still see him. He's still there, but he's just in the bag of holding.
Okay,
And then I'm going to turn and face Victor. I don't feel good about this.
None of us do.
And then I'm going to continue to try to spread out. So I'm going to move here. Actually, can I choose to move here, moving further away from Saleya, who actually pissed her off?
Yeah, that's probably wise.
That's fine, yeah. You can do that.
Okay. I'm assuming putting Artemis in my bag was my action.
Yes, that will be your action.
Okay, cool. As my bonus action, I will like to... Fuck.
Beg for mercy.
Mr. Stephen.
No! Fuck this bitch. I'm going to, as I'm like backing up, I'm like backwards backing very gracefully, and I'm going to sing a song to Treyvok.
Okay.
And so I'm going to do a Tales from the Beyond.
Okie dokie.
You got a one.
Tale of Clever Animal. For the next 10 minutes, whenever the target makes an intelligent wisdom or charisma check, the target can roll an extra die immediately after rolling.
Cool.
Talk her out of it, Treyvok.
Look, I can't control what the spirits say. I just call to them, okay?
I know.
I and my 13 chaw.
Hey, if she tries to, like, mess with your brain, it's gonna help ya.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's my turn.
All right, Victor.
Wonderful,
you're...
graceful, very kind DM.
Victor, you're up.
Victor's eyeing up the situation. He's gonna look at Yark. I really mean it, buddy. Do some stuff.
Oh no.
Do some stuff. Okay. Is that bardic inspiration?
I'm trying to decide if I have anything I can do other than that.
Mindfuck?
I love how nobody's cast spells on her except for Saleya yet.
And that was just a panic fireball. Like, Saleya's reflex is a fireball.
Look, here come the consequence. Look, here comes the consequence.
I don't think it's going to work on her, but Vic is going to pull out the Knaith Mandolin and aim it, at this spider here.
Okay.
And cast... Hold on, let me make sure this is not just...
Consequence.
Why he does that, I just want to retroactive inform that Treyvok's actually not Tales of Inspired. It's a bonus action for me to recall a tale, and it's another action for me to bestow it on somebody. So right now, I just have that tale now to bestow later as an action.
Okay.
You just know.
I just know somebody's going to need some super smart words.
Yes.
I feel like... Hold on. Joey, would trying to figure out if these spiders seem magical be action?
Yes.
I guess, yeah. I'm going to try and...
Roll a Arcana. Yeah, they seem kind of like free-running automatons. They give off a weird vibe to you, and you can kind of guess that whatever's making them run or whatever they can do probably gives off some kind of magical effect.
So guys, this is probably obvious, but those things are magic and I have something to do about it next round.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sweetie, good job.
Right. Okay, next up is Artemis. He is crying in the bag of holding. Next up are the spiders. Let me mark these guys so I that way we can be like, oh, I want to hit red. I want to hit blue. She had instructed these guys before she was so rudely interrupted in her exit. They are going to go do what she brought them here to do. And this guy is going to take a dash, and he's going to come by here. Trayvok, you have an attack of opportunity.
Yes, I would like to take it.
All right.
31 to hit.
Howie!
Yeah, that hits, and he stops moving. Do your damage.
So that's the regular maul damage, and then I also get 2d fire damage. Okay, 9. Gotcha. Okay.
Nice hit.
All right.
Cool.
This next one is going to run by you guys on the other side. Yarkris, you can have an attack of opportunity. Do you have Sentinel?
No, but he is within range, and if he's trying to go past...
Yep, you do get an attack of opportunity on this one.
That's an 18.
That does not hit.
Fuck.
If he dashes, which he's going to, he will be able to run here, run up the wall around Okta. Okta, you can have an attack of opportunity.
Sure. I guess I'd have to take it with a aim, right?
Yes.
Okay. I will use this short sword plus one.
Okay. That is a magical
weapon. That is an 18.
That doesn't hit.
Yep.
And he's going to scurry and stop right in front of Charlie. This last one is going to run forward and stop in front of Trayvok and take a swing at him with his... He has four legs and stuff. First attack is going to be a 19 to hit.
Does hit.
That does hit. And then the second attack is... Oh, that's not... That's going to be a 14 to hit. That second one's not going to hit. So let's do 18 points of slashing damage.
And I'm sorry, 18?
18. And then the spider looks up at you with these, like, creepy, beady-ass light eyes, and this beam comes out of them. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
With a plus 3.
Okay, I'll have to roll that. So, 18?
That succeeds. You take half.
Half of the 18, or half of whatever you're about to tell
me? Half of whatever I'm about to tell you.
She might half it for you.
So, that would be 22, so you take 11 points of force damage.
Cool. I don't remember what fire was last session.
I think you guys ate for necrotic. I'm not sure. I want to say it was necrotic, but I'm not 100% sure, you guys.
I guess we'll just have to postpone this fight until we listen to last episode and figure out what we...
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? We're not going to do that. All right.
And it was definitely...
Oh, man. Okay, that's
you
it
know,
for the...
You know, I also think it was force.
Who all votes that it was force?
I'm thinking it's necrotic.
What's wrong with you?
Shut up, Eric. What the fuck is wrong with me is that it's a fucking lich!
Yarkris, it's your turn.
I'm hasted.
Yes, you are.
I know enough about D&D to know liches do mass necrotic damage.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do an action that I never have used before. It is Aura of Vitality.
Okay.
And now I'm going to smack that red spider in the face. You'll see what it does. Now I'm going to try to smack that thing in the face. Well, that's not going to hit. That's a 14. And that's not going to hit. That's an 11.
Again.
No, I used an action, buddy. But as a bonus action... Hey,
Yes?
There is 3 points of HP back for
you. Cool. I'm assuming I feel vital.
A little bit. So you're just a healing...
I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That was my turn.
All right. Next up is Thalia.
Well, now it's we're going to die's turn.
Okay. So she's just going to calmly and confidently walk forward. Let me see where... She's just going to walk right next to up here, next to Trayvok, because that's all the farther she can go, and see so that she can see Thalia again.
Please don't kill me!
And she's going to
reach... Now, hang on a minute.
Yes?
Did you force his sentinel so that she wouldn't get hit by it?
She's still within range.
She just entered his range.
Yeah, but she's not leaving it.
She has to try to leave it.
Oh.
Yeah. So she reaches out her hand, and you see about, I'm going to have to draw this. We'll just draw a square. She's gonna summon it right between you and Octa. And you guys, you all see she lifts her hand. You all see this blade-shaped planar rift about 3 feet long open up in between Saleya and Octa.
Is this a spell?
It is a spell.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna ask a question that might be kind of meta. How bad do we think this is? This seems bad.
Make a decision.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a decision. I'm gonna try this. I've never used this. I have a magic user's nemesis. When you see a creature casting a spell or teleporting within 6 feet, you can use your reaction to force a wisdom saving throw for its spell fails and is wasted.
Oh, a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah. Okay. I know it's not great, but
all right.
17 is the DC.
Let's see. Wisdom saving throw. That is a 19.
Okay. Some bitch. Worth a shot.
Would like to try to.
All right. She is going to.
Fourth level.
She is going to counterspell your counterspell.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, do you have a reaction?
Counterspell?
Wait. Yes, you can.
Oh, I'm going to counterspell her counterspell.
All right.
Lots of serious bullshit magic coming.
Okay, what level are you casting counterspell at? All right, I need you to roll for it.
That roll works again.
Hold on, I will find it for you. Hold on. If it is casting of a spell of fourth level or higher, make an ability check using your spell casting ability. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. So you
roll,
have
to add your mod.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your spell casting
modifier.
Well, that failed.
What'd you roll?
Cool.
Guess.
A nat 1?
Yep.
Oh, that's rough, buddy.
Yep.
So her Blade of Disaster spell goes off.
Oh my god, that sounds great.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
And it is going to, on the same turn it is summoned, let me make sure that that's right. Yes, when you cast a spell, I can make 2 melee spell attacks with the blade. And she's going to take both of them on you, Saleya. That is, that's an 18 plus a lot.
Victor would like to cast Life Grip.
That's a 31.
Man, even with my shield,
that's
that
a
hits.
31
Jesus
to hit.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, that was an 18. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'll remember that.
Do I disintegrate?
No, second one, that is a. That's a 19. So the second one does not hit you, but the first one does. Unfortunately, with the spell, an 18 or higher on the d20 is considered a critical hit. So you're going to take a total of 12 d12 force damage.
Well, I'm dead.
Yeah, so give me a minute.
But you said you pre-rolled stuff.
I did. Huh? Oh, wait, I did. I did pre-roll some damage.
Did you get a look at this character?
Thank you for reminding me. So
what character sheet?
For
Athalia's
character. No, all right, Saleya.
Because you knew force damage was going to be a thing.
Saleya.
Yes. No, she'd already said force damage is being dealt by the spiders.
69 points of damage.
Nice.
Oh,
I know.
That's a nice amount of damage.
That's a nice amount of damage, right?
As Saleya gets hurt, she's just like, nice. Ow!
That was her bonus action.
What?
For her action, she is going to toll the dead on you, Saleya.
Oh, that's brutal.
So I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, my fucking god, you have to be kidding me.
I'm pretty sure Toll of the Dead is a cantrip to cool you shitty.
Well, just go ahead and give me the dead damage.
So that is going to be 5d12.
Yeah, I'm probably dead.
That one's cocked.
5d12 on a cantrip.
Yeah, I have Toll of the Dead on my. It deals d8s normally, but if they've already been dealt damage, then
35 points of necrotic damage.
Yep, dead.
Hey,
but
you
guys
had necrotic pie.
Yeah, you ate necrotic pie.
Oh, right.
So that will be 17 points of necrotic damage.
Coughing up blood.
That's it for her turn.
I surrender. Okay, I give. What do you want?
She just laughs a little bit. Treybok, it's your turn.
Yep, sure is. So Treybok's gonna rage, but whereas usually it's like a like feral battle cry, it's just a very calm like a burner was suddenly lit, right? And all of the familial spirits just come like spiraling out as they normally do. And we're gonna first attack on Thalia.
Okay.
Let's see how that goes. We'll develop a plan from there.
27 to hit.
Yeah.
So that'll be that, and then I gotta roll my. So 19 must be my number. So 19 damage on that. Kind of at fire.
Yep.
And then nothing terrible has happened. That one's only a 18.
That just hits.
14 regular damage. Ooh, only 4 fire.
So 18. She takes these hits.
Oh, I need to mark what I mean.
And anyways,
I'm sorry. Go
ahead. She takes these hits and looks over at you and then kind of glances down at the hammer.
Real quick, add 6 to that. I forgot to mark that I was raging, so.
So she looks over at you after taking these hits and then glances down at the hammer. Oh, yeah. I remember the blows. And then after your turn, she is going to reach out and cast Shocking Grasp. Are you wearing metal armor?
No, I don't think I'm wearing armor at all.
Okay, so she does not have advantage. That's an 18 to hit.
That just hits.
Yep. So that is going to be 5d8. 17 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
And that is it for your turn. Is that it for your turn?
Yeah. I'm not going to move from this square. Something, something, family. This is now the Fast and the Furious.
Octa, yeah, it is.
Treybok, now played by Vin Diesel.
Octa, it's your turn.
So is this thing is still here?
Oh yeah.
And it's just a big sword that.
Yeah, it's a big planar rift.
Seems bad. Okay. One question I have for the group. Does anybody have any way of giving her checks and stuff like that?
Do?
Okay. I do have a spell that might temporarily get rid of her, but I am not confident that it'll work just as a straight spell because it's a save or suck spell or save or be impaired spell, and she might just go. My other question is, do we want to just start stacking damage on her, or do we want to take a turn or two of hers?
I want to point out, Boats, canon, we have seen her like not save something and then just decide to save.
Yep.
Yeah, so okay. Just keep that in mind. Like, no, I wouldn't. This is kind of like the Pokemon moves where, like, you throw your weak one in that has quick attacks so that you kind of, like, break through their shields first, and then once you break through your shields, then you throw the big boy out.
Yeah, that's fair. So I guess my question is, should I try to just start stacking damage, or I can also cast Silence that might, I don't know if that mucks your stuff out of Yarkris, but Silence would potentially stop her from casting any verbal spells, which might be good.
I have all...
Okay, well, I hope you like her continuing to cast spells. I will shoot arrows. It sounds like that's what I'm doing. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I've got 2 shots. Let's start with this first one. 30 to hit.
Woo!
Yeah, that hits a lot.
And then I'm just going to roll the second hit just to make. We'll say that one hits, and then one does 18 hit.
It does just hit.
Okay, so let's go to the first attack. So we're gonna use, as a bonus action, use Slayer's Prey. So if this hits, I'll get an extra d6. And then also, what's the other thing I have? Favored foe. So when you hit a creature with an attack roll, you can mark the target as my favorite enemy for a minute, or until I lose concentration. So that'll be an additional 1d6. She's undead, I assume, right?
Yes, she is.
Chosen of the Raven. And I think that's as much damage I can stack on this first one. So let's go ahead and roll the attack. Yeah, okay. So 10 piercing, 10 radiant, and 5 other damage. So that's me 5 total.
Okay.
That's the first attack. And then the second attack, I think, is just... I'm going to re-roll that one with Piercer. Yeah, that one was worse. Okay, 7. And then the 3d6 happens every time, correct?
Yes.
So 7 plus 12. So that's some amount of damage.
I got it.
19? Yeah.
Is that up to your turn?
Yes. I kind of want to move, but I'm kind of scared. I'm going to stay here and hope I don't die.
All right. Next up is Saleya. Top of the order.
Yeah. Some potion taking where?
To give it to yourself is a bonus action.
Okay, well, I'm going to bonus action and chug that potion of...
Chug that. 14.
Oh, wait, hang on.
So, what are you at now?
Still probably going to die. 46.
46? Holy shit. You were so low. Holy god.
Yeah, tell me about it. What the smartest move is here.
Say, what are we doing, Saleya?
I think I need to buy myself some time here. So let's say I dimension door out of here. I'm not going far. Yeet!
You guys just see Saleya just left you.
I'm not that far away! I just need a second! Let's not even say I go that far. I'm just gonna go over here. Actually, I think I'm in this corner. I'll hide behind that corner. There we go.
I'll
run and hide behind the corner.
I think she's going to counterspell that. She doesn't want you running away. Let's see. What level is Dimension Door?
Well, how about you just, you know, do it how you do it, and you say what level you're casting
counterspell. She's going to cast counterspell at level 4.
Now it'll counter your counterspell at level 5!
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
But yet it's the same situation that you're in when you do it, Joey.
This is true.
Yeah.
All right.
Beep, beep. I'm out for a second.
Okay.
I'll be right back, guys.
Where's the fun in that? I guess
you're
somebody...
terrifying.
Someone else will have to take her lumps.
We don't want to come surrender back on the table.
At the end of your turn, she is going to, since you are out of the way, she's going to throw a cantrip at Octa.
You don't have to.
Nah, she's going to. She's going to throw a firebolt at you. Just a good old firebolt. That is a 20, unnat 20 to hit.
That hits.
Ooh, 5d10. 25 points of fire damage.
Okay, and I've got fire resistance, so 12?
13.
Or 13, I guess.
Rounds up.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Bob.
That was Saleya's turn. Charlie, it's your turn.
Okay. Charlie is going to look at this mass of blade bullshit in front of her, and I'm going to 6th level cast Dispel Magic.
Thank you.
Preach.
Okay, so I'm going to need you. Yeah, you're going to need a roll for it. DC is 10 plus the spell's level.
I do. What am I rolling?
You need to hit a 19.
Make an ability check. So a spell casting ability check?
Yes. So you add your spell casting ability modifier.
Okay. I'm going to roll again. Can I use inspiration?
You can't. Did you get inspiration from Victor?
She's had it.
No, I have DM inspiration.
Oh, you do have DM inspiration. If you want to use it, you can use it here. I will take it away from you.
Okay. Are you fucking serious?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, no.
Oh no.
That
you
is
have
some
a real die you can roll?
Utter bullshit.
Why aren't you
I want
using
you to know.
Real dice?
Can I give her my inspiration?
If you
I think
want
actually
to.
You can.
Yeah.
I mean, generally
yeah.
speaking, yeah.
If you want to. If you want to
yeah.
give up your...
I'll give her my inspiration.
Okay. That's 2 DM inspirations gone.
Oh.
Third eight coming up.
Please roll a
real dice. Hand me actual dice.
please roll a real dice.
Well, at this point, well, like, the RNG might be kind after two and a half bad rolls.
This works.
It's also just not how math works.
Well, math wouldn't work that I got 2 in a row.
Yeah, that's statistically unlikely.
A 1 in 20 chance. That's not true.
So you're saying I have a chance.
I rolled a 9. Oh,
no. Lucky uses no action.
Wait, what? What's your spell casting ability modifier?
+5.
+5.
She was off by 1.
Oh. Yeah, I was off by 1.
I figured you'd be higher than that by now.
I have a 20 in my charisma. You literally can't get higher than that.
Wait, but don't you add your proficiency as well?
No.
No.
Oh.
Just the modifier.
You do for spell attacks, not for
right. You're right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I was looking at my two numbers too, because mine is +9 spell attack, but only +4 modifier.
Well, I guess after 4 rolls, I don't do shit for my turn.
Some bitch. That's unlucky.
I'm so sorry.
I will take all of the damage. It'll be fine.
Alright. Victor, you're up.
As a bonus action, I'll inspire Octa with just a normal bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Thanks.
Man, I had an idea. We're gonna go on a merry-go-round real quick. I'm gonna pull out the Kinnaeth mandolin and cast a spell magic. I know that it's going to be... I know that it is going to be a check. Here's my question. Am I able to inspire?
Yeah. Okay. You cannot inspire yourself.
Okay.
That's not a good sign.
A
19. +5. The blade vanishes.
Oh my god.
Victor sighs with visible...
And Thalia just, Vic, like, Thalia just gives this pout. And she just goes, you took my toy away. That's not fun.
It was really scary.
I know, wasn't it lovely?
I gotta admit, mad respect, I wanna learn that one.
Is that it for your turn, Victor?
Charlie yet?
Not yet.
Thorns the spider.
Okay. What does that make? Is that a dex save?
Okay, so it's on my spell list, but I think that's what we
did. Because right? Dispel magic was an action, right?
Yeah, it was.
Hail of Thorns is a bonus action?
It is, but I think Hail of Thorns is a bonus action. It well, yeah, it's a dex save.
Yeah, no, it's just the spell.
Okay.
That's a nat 20.
Of course. So half of 5 damage.
5 damage. Hey, don't laugh at it. It's fine. Doing great.
Octa, shoot this thing with your bow. It'll do more. Attack it. Never mind.
My turn. Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure who to shoot because obviously that's a threat, but also there's their threat. And I do more damage than the other threat.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay, at the end of your turn, she's mad that you took her toy away. So she is going to use her last legendary action to.
I don't like the order.
throw
last
out.
I like the nice. Last. Yeah.
Frostbite at you. I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
So I'm gonna block a point.
Okay.
20 plus 3, 23.
Oh, you are lucky. Yep, that saves.
First was a 14, and I'm just like, I don't like that.
Don't like those odds.
Yes, Joey, he is lucky. It says so in the text.
Yeah. I have one more luck point.
Jeez. Okay. Artemis is turn. He's in the bag.
Don't announce that.
It is the spider's.
Joey knows that. She knows what lucky is.
It's the spider's turn. Oh, I know, but still. So this one right in front of Charlie is going to take some attacks at her.
Really, he's not mad at me for
20. That's a 23 to hit, and that is a 22 to hit.
That definitely passes my 13 AC. Neither one of those were nat 20s, right?
No. So. Making sure. So you're going to take 48. You take 30 points of slashing damage.
That was nothing.
Yeah, you're
50. Whatever.
This...
You're such a puny, spritty spider.
This next spider, the red spider, is going to try to climb up the wall and around Yarkris. Yarkris, you can make another attack. You can make an attack of opportunity. And I guess so can Treyvok, because he's also leaving Treyvok's range.
I decline.
You decline? Okay.
Treyvok also has a legendary.
Yarkris, that does not hit. So, let's see. I'm going to run... he is going to run this way right past Octa. Octa, you get an attack of opportunity.
I guess, again, I can swing at the short sword. That is an 18.
That does not hit.
Okay.
Sorry! It's going to continue running, and it's going to get to here, where it finds Celea, and it just...
Sorry, that's very funny.
Hi! Hi, thing!
Yeah, you just, Celea, you're like catching your breath, trying to think of what you're going to do, and the next thing you hear is you hear the sounds of battle, and then you hear... scuttling of metal on rock, and it this thing comes around the corner and it's just standing right there staring at you.
You did yell at us saying that you did.
True, but it's echoing through the cave.
There's only one. It's not like this cave is a maze or anything.
All right.
Yeah. Let me have this.
And then this retriever is going to attack Treyvok again. First attack. That is a 16. That doesn't hit. Next one is a 23.
Does hit.
That's not great. 9 points of slashing damage.
Yeah, that's half because I'm so 5.
All right, and that is it for the retriever's turns. Yarkris, it is your turn.
I'm no longer playing. Hi. Spell. Casting. Beacon of Hope. I shine brighter.
Okay.
Thalia, I'm swinging. And I'm going to do it with real dice this fucking time. Because fuck the shit. I like that number. I like that number. I'm going to hold on to that number. How do you like a 20? And it's not a dirty 20.
A nat 20?
Smack her ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do your damage.
I'm going to roll my other attack now before I do my double damage. Another nat 20. Nope, but it is a 19.
That does hit her.
Can you dump all of your smites in the one attack?
I don't think so.
Worth the ask.
However, I can do my final level 3 spell slot, which would give me... Oh, I have improved smite, so I automatically smite, which is an extra d8. 2d8 extra, plus 1d8 for each spell level higher than first. Plus an extra d8 against undead or fiends.
Okay.
So at 3rd level, plus 2, that's 5 max, plus an extra d8 against undead. 68. Let's get that one out of the way first. That's 14. So regular slashing is 14.
Regular slashing damage?
Yep. Now it's time for the 68. Wait, 8 is... I did that wrong, because isn't a critical like double damage? Or yeah. Double the roll?
68?
Do another 34?
Yeah, and now for my normal. Plus 7 is 19.
That hits?
Well, no, that was the damage.
Oh, 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a bonus action, Treyvok, you get 12 health.
Yay, I feel vital.
Because... with both of my auras now active, this spell bestows hope and vitality. Choose any number of creature within range. For the duration, each target has advantage on wisdom saving throws, death saving throws, and regain the maximum number of hit points possible from any healing. And because of Beacon of Aura Vitality, it's an automatic 2d6 as a bonus action.
Oh, automatic 12, yeah.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
All right. Is that it for your turn, then?
Yes.
Spit on her for good measure.
Next up is Thalia. She gets her legendary actions back.
Wait, what?
That should not be a thing.
I thought legendary actions were per day.
Resistance are per day. Let's see. What is she... She is going to walk away from you guys. So you guys can have attack of opportunities.
Sure.
Yep, definitely taking that one. 18.
That hits.
8 plus 7, that's like 15.
15, okay. Yeah, Treyvok, roll your damage.
25 to hit.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I believe she can't move.
Yeah, her speed drops to 0 for fire damage. Oh, I'm sorry. 17 regular damage. Sorry, I'm using a regular maul rolls and then adding the fireballs stats.
All right, so you'll do that. Well, that was no fun. All right, Yarkris, I need you to give me a dex save.
Oh, it had to be a dex save, didn't it? That's cocked. Bullshit.
If it's cocked, then reroll it.
It was virtual dice they gave me, so it's a 5 in total.
Oh, no. This is another one of those that I knew I was going to cast, so I pre-rolled it because it's a lot of dice. She reaches a hand out towards Yarkris, and this...
Oh, not Finger of Death.
No. This thin green ray springs from her fingertips and hits Yarkris square in the chest. You're going to... It's a disintegrate spell. How many hit points do you have, Yarkris?
Wait, no. Fuck. And
I will have you guys know that I am being... And you can believe me or not, but whenever you tell me that you're going to counterspell, obviously she's going to counterspell your counterspell. Before you tell me what level you're casting it at, I am picking a level that she will cast it at. So I have the level that she's going to counterspell your counterspell at, and so you can decide.
I cannot counterspell.
Yeah, and I'm out of counterspell.
Sorry, Yark.
Yeah, let me take it.
Hold, bud. Hold.
Hold a line. Die.
You take 80 points of force damage.
Force or necrotic?
You guys took the pie for necrotic.
No, I know, but is disintegrate...
Is the damage.
It is force damage.
Oof.
Okay.
It's good that you didn't die from that.
And then, just for fun, she will reach out and do her paralyzing touch on Treybok. That is a 27 to hit.
Yeah. Just barely.
3d6. That is 10 cold damage. And then I need you to give me a constitution saving throw.
Ugh, not great. 13.
Plus 3.
16.
It is not enough. You are paralyzed for 1 minute. You can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns.
Cool. And 10 damage, you said?
Yes. Cold damage. Saleya, you should come back out or I'm going to kill your friends. Oh, she's not here. I just realized Aaron's not here. So I will say that line when we get back from our break. You guys are doing great. You're doing great.
Tab of on and starts making a new character.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inspirational Crits. My name is Joey, and I'm the DM. Our players include Abby as Charlie, Aaron as Saleya, Havoc as Yarkris, Alex as Treyvok, Geek as Victor, and Zach as Okta. We'll catch you in the next one. Remember, stay weird.
Why is the tungsten cube under toys and games?
Let's play catch the cube.
With the cube.
Play catch the cube.
Oh, God.
Hey, little Timmy, catch.
Squish.
Did you know our tungsten cubes are incredibly dense tungsten alloy, but still amazingly compact in size? Our precision machine for super flat facets are very reliable and suitable for element collections and display.
Yes,
how is something reliable for play?
You know, it's not going to move very easily.
Dude, the famous tungsten cube, this image says.
The famous.
It's a cube. The cube, not a cube. The cube.
Good lord.
All right. I can see the appeal of this cube.
We've said cube too many times.
Hail the cube.
Oh, hail wonder cube.
Read reviews that mention tungsten cube. Pick up with one hand. HQ. That's it.
Okay.
Drop.
All right.
Sorry.